927 4CC, and now on iHeartRadio. You can download the app. Mayor Matt Burnett, have you downloaded the iHeartRadio app yet?
No, but I'm about to now that you've reminded me.
That, you better. You can take us anywhere in the world there, mate, particularly if you're travelling around anywhere. You can just go, what's happening in Gladstone? I know. I'll listen to 4CC on iHeartRadio.
Well, I've got the 4CC app, but okay, I'll download this app as well.
Yeah, no, iHeartRadio now is where you need to go to. The 4CC app will sort of phase out a little bit.
Okay, no worries. Mm. All right, I'll download it today. So next time I'm talking, you can ask me and I'll be able to say yes.
Okay, good. Hey, Elder, you're the vice president of Elder, and yeah. There's a board meeting today.
So, yeah, Elder's Australian Local Government Association, so ALGA. I'm vice president. Jack Dempsey is the other Queensland board member from Bundaberg. And we basically just meet together to discuss issues that affect councils right across the country. So there's 537 councils in Australia, and it's the big issues. It's ones that every council have something in common that the issue they might be facing. Obviously, the biggest one is financial assistance grants.
Sure.
And what we've seen in central Queensland or in Queensland recently is a review by the Grants Commission, which will see if adopted councils in Gladstone, Rocky, Livingston, Central Highlands, North and South Burnett, can you believe it, Bundaberg and others, losing money. So we can't have that. What we need is an increase in financial assistance grants. We've been asking for that for years. Mm-hmm. All we're saying is just 1% of Commonwealth taxation. It's not much to ask, just 1%. Right. Any reasonable person will think that's a fair amount to go back to local councils to deliver roads and water and sewerage and libraries and art galleries and entertainment centres and all those sorts of facilities. Mow the parks. I mean, get the sporting fields organised for local sporting clubs.
Sure.
Yeah, and roads is the big issue. You know, local government looks after the majority of the roads across the country, and we need a little bit of money to come back to councils.
All right. 1% there. Good luck with it all, mate, because I know the budget's being handed down on Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah, well, let's hope there's some money in there for local councils. Mm. And we've been asking for a long time, and so far they haven't agreed to give an increase, and we just hope that maybe when the budget comes out, there's something in there for local communities.
All right. Before we go, Easter weekend is looking big.
It is, yes. I know we've already discussed it, but, you know, of course, the Brisbane to Gladstone Yacht Race, that's going to be live-streamed again on Good Friday, and we've got our Harbour Festival starting as well soon, and then at the same time, our Brisbane to Gladstone Village is open, so if you want to go to the long lunch on Good Friday, that would be something really worth going to. It should be really good. The Seafood Festival on the Saturday is free entry, so go in and enjoy that. There is a harbour cruise on the Saturday morning, which would be really good because they've moved the finish line for the yacht race. So people might not know that. So it's going to be out closer to like Patsy Lee Place way. So you'll be able to stand around O'Connor Wharf and also around Auckland Place and see the yachts come in. This little harbour cruise in the morning will be out there and you'll be probably able to see some of the yachts come in. So that's something else. And, of course, the line crossing party on the Sunday night as well. So lots to do in Gladstone. And listening around central Queensland, if you're bored for Easter, you should definitely come to Gladstone.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a great weekend. More info, you can jump onto the Gladstone Regional Council website. Just go to gladstone.qld.gov.au. Matty, thank you for your time once again. I know you're fairly busy, so we'll catch up again next week, eh?
All right, thanks, Emma.